US President Donald Trump says that Venezuela's interim government will deliver up to 50 million barrels of oil to the United States and that the proceeds, quote, will be controlled by me as president. He announced that the plan will be executed immediately by Energy Secretary Chris Wright. His comments come a day after Delcy Rodriguez, formerly Venezuela's vice president, was sworn in as its interim president after Nicolas Maduro was seized and brought to the US to face drug trafficking and weapons charges. Luis Moreno Ocampo is an Argentinian barrister and was the chief prosecutor at the International Criminal Court from 2003 to 12. He spoke to our reporter Andrew Louth last night, who started by asking how significant a move it was for the US to oust Maduro from Venezuela.
My fear is the US is forgetting their lessons. It's not learning. Not learning from Nuremberg, not learning from Iran. In 1953, the US did a coup d'etat in Iran to recover oil. And that produced 26 years later the Ayatollah Khomeini leadership. And Iran became a country spreading terrorism around the world. So we are not learning, and US is not learning. They cannot understand what happened outside the borders.
What precedent does the abduction of Nicolas Maduro for trial in the United States set then?
Well, it's not just Maduro. President Trump announced his defense strategy that includes spheres of influence, including for him, all Latin America and Europe, and Europe also, are under the U.S. hegemony. So he could decide whatever he wants. And that's a new theory. When I was reading about the ambassador at the U.N. Security Council, I don't feel the European ambassadors are understanding the message. President Trump is not hiding his agenda. He made clearly that U.S. will be the new empire. And he makes, after invading Venezuela, he announced he will do maybe Colombia, but also Greenland, part of Europe. And I think Europe leaders are missing the point because they are not understanding, guys, what happened in 1945 is now different. President Trump is proposing new rules. He's back to the colonialism idea. He's back to the idea big countries with big military power could do whatever they want. That is the new game.
But in reality, what can actually be done about this?
Well, in reality, depend on what others react. It's not about what the Trump will do, because Trump is very clear what he wants to do. Are the others let him to do it? What is the reaction of the others? That is, for me, I am very impressed by the passivity of the European leaders. Even the Green parties are trying to fight and build, create budget to buy more weapons to fight Russia. But Trump isn't telling them, guys, I will take Greenland. So what Europe will do with that? They will ignore that. They will fight with the US. Why Europe does not see the game change it? The idea of 1945 with the US with the benign protector is gone. US is now saying very clearly, we don't care about you, we care about us.
That's former chief prosecutor at the International Criminal Court, Luis Moreno Ocampo, speaking to Andrew Louth. We'll be talking about Mercosur again next.